going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Everything's going pretty well. Bear hits a home run, LSU lead, and then the rains begin. Scott Rabelais joins us now, Times Tribune sports columnist. He's in Omaha. How you doing, Scott?
I'm a little sleepy, but otherwise okay.
Tell me, how's the weather? Well, I guess we'll start there.
Yeah, it's still gray. There's no rain this morning, and it's not supposed to rain, but it's still overcast and pretty cool. So I would imagine air's kind of heavy, too. I would imagine it'll be a little harder to get the ball out of the ballpark this morning. But hopefully the weather's going to hold off, because it's a full day today. This game is a game at 1 o'clock, and then the loser of this game has to come back and play Arkansas at 6.
It's going to be a mess, from what they're telling me with the weather and what's forecast with for later on today in Omaha. I don't know how familiar you are with it, but they're calling for – I had it right here – rain possible at 3 o'clock, 50% chance. That could delay the Louisville Oregon game. Then a 50 to 60% chance for rain from 4 till 7. That would be around the scheduled start of the LSU game if they lose to UCLA. Then rain after 10 into the night. So this is going to be a lot easier if LSU wins. Just bottom line, right?
Yeah, so it'd be a lot easier for everybody. It's a little iffy today, and tomorrow even is some rain in the forecast. But hopefully it clears up by the morning. So they got a little time built into the schedule. There's at least one open day in the schedule here before the championship series begins on Saturday. So there's some flexibility, but you want to play. You want to get it going. And of course the big question is pitching. Who's going to play? Who's going to come out for you? And who's available?
What was the feeling with the team last night after the game was called? Not called, but delayed?
Well, we didn't get to talk to anyone after the game, so it's hard to say exactly. I'm sure there was frustration. LSU had built up some momentum. Anthony Ianson had righted the ship after giving up 3 runs in the first inning. He's retired 8 of the last 9 batters he faced before the game got halted right before they started the 4th inning. And, he pitched 3 innings. It's kind of like the worst-case scenario for LSU, because if he just pitched 1 inning, well, maybe you think he could come back fairly soon, in relief, Wednesday or Thursday if they had to play. 3 innings, it makes it kind of hard. 5 innings, you got a good outing from him. So it's unfortunate for LSU, a break for UCLA, because I didn't think their starting pitcher was quite as good as Ianson. So I'm sure there's frustration for LSU. They had built that. They got the home run from Jared Jones, 3-run home run. They added another run in the third on the RBI by Luis Hernandez. And I think the attitude is probably going to be you got to go with the guys from your bullpen. They got to hold the rope, as the saying goes with LSU baseball. And they've got to. I think they've got to score some more runs, because UCLA, boy, they showed they could put the ball in contact, put it in play, and put a lot of pressure on your defense.
Do we know yet who's going to be pitching for LSU when UCLA takes the
at-bat? I just checked. I just was down and talked to Bill Frankes from LSU. He did not know. So it doesn't surprise me. Jay Johnson kind of takes a, has kind of a football coach's mentality. He keeps things very close to the vest. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest options are Cason Evans, the freshman who has, in the last 6 weeks that started games, has come in long relief like he did in the regional against Little Rock, has come in short relief like he did Saturday night. He did pitch Saturday night against Arkansas, but only one inning and threw 13 pitches. So you need some guys who are flexible like that, who can do different things. And you could, I could see holding him in reserve too, though, for if you have to play tonight or play tomorrow. But you probably got to be all in at this point. So if not him, maybe Cooper Williams. UCLA's got a very left-hand dominant batting lineup, so I think that that might be a good option. So it's there's some options for LSU. They've got their whole the good news for LSU is they have the whole staff available except for Anderson and Ianson. Anderson, of course, started the game on Saturday.
Thank you, Scott. Hope they win. Appreciate your time. Scott Rabelais, Times-Picayune sports columnist. We'll have the pregame for you coming up at 9:30 here on WWL. Hi, 928, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's not often that we get preempted. Matter of fact, I don't think we've ever, in the decades we've been doing this, been preempted by sports coverage, but we're about to be because the LSU game was suspended last night due to rain with UCLA. LSU's leading 5-3, and UCLA is going to be at bat when the game resumes at 10 o'clock. Some of Newell's show, most of it will probably be preempted by LSU-UCLA baseball. The broadcasts include approximately 12:30. Could be sooner, could be later. Either way, we'll have all the action for you here. And let's hope the Tigers win, because this is going to be a lot tougher for them if they don't, managing the pitching staff and so forth. Pre-game show starts in a couple of seconds. I got to thank Ian Hoke and Diane Newman and Jordan Fiegel and Tim Zimmer for all of their help. It has been a hectic morning with moving the clock around and so forth. But here we go. Get ready. LSU baseball coming up on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.